This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hour two of the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. We are live in Arlington at the ballpark, Comerica Backyard. Join us out here in center field on the suite level if you're coming on out. Should be a good one. Tomorrow is Jacob deGrom replica jersey night, though, as they open a series with the Orioles tonight. And it'll be good times. We need some wins. Dropped 2 of 3 to the Mariners over the weekend. All the games went to extra innings. And unfortunately, the Rangers just did not have enough punch to win the series. Could have swept them. All right. So is that a positive? I don't know. But, I mean, Leiter and Rocker were pretty dang good. And Corey Seager's now swinging a hot bat. So I'm going to continue to force myself to be optimistic I guess maybe double digits back of the division and 6 games of the wild card. Until we're short of that, Wolchuk, you hold me to this, I'm going to remain positive.
Perfect. I want you to remain positive.
Pre-game.
We need the positivity.
I'm doing my best. Pre-game's coming up at 6:30, first pitch at 7:05. You know how hard it is for me to stay positive.
But I know.
On this next story, I'm positive this is an advantage for the Cowboys as their secret weapon for building the offensive line is, perhaps a guy here, Duke Manyweather, that we've been hearing quite a bit about in, I don't know, maybe the last half decade or so. He has this offensive line masterminds program, and a lot of the best offensive linemen around the NFL talk about what Duke Manyweather has done for them. So joining us now to talk more about this is a guy who wrote an article about Duke today, Garrett Podell, CBS Sports, joining us now here on
He's
the Fan.
The
good afternoon to you, sir. How the heck are you?
I'm doing fantastic, guys. Thank you so much for having me on. You know, just trying to enjoy the downtime here before camp out in Oxnard, having a great day.
It seems like a few years back we started hearing so much about Duke. Give us some background. How did he burst on the scene so quick, and where's he come from?
Yeah, that's a great question. He was a D2 football player out at Humboldt State in California, and, you know, kind of a shorter stature guy in the height department. He kind of realized the NFL probably not for him as a player, which is why he kind of in college honed in on his technique and kind of his three pillars that he told me when I spoke to him on the phone: mind, body, and craft. And so he's kind of been honing those in, and he would train guys before the draft, after the draft, but kind of his first big client was Philadelphia Eagles Pro Bowl right tackle Lane Johnson. And, he has this summit, Offensive Masterminds Summit, each year in July, and kind of gets all the top offensive linemen from around the league. And they kind of train for a couple days. He also does the one-on-one regular training that I wrote about him doing with the Cowboys. But when he was watching the NFL Top 100 back in 2018, just to support his guy in lane to see where he would land, he noticed that some of the defensive players were saying, yeah, you know, we get together, hang out in the summer. Von Miller organizes a sack summit, and that really helps us. And so he picked up the phone and called Lane and said, we have to do something like that for the O-line. So his first kind of big summit at the time in 2018 that summer had Chiefs All-Pro right tackle Mitchell Schwartz, then New Orleans Saints Pro Bowl left tackle Teron Armstead, Buccaneers Pro Bowl center Ryan Jensen, former first-round pick and DJ Fluker. So that summit's kind of built. And then after that kind of first big event in 2018, that kind of really grew his clientele list. But when Zach Martin committed to working with Duke kind of in the late 2010s, that's really when he got the hook with the Cowboys. Because he told me when Zach speaks, people in Dallas listen.
I believe it, man. And when it comes to the offensive line that he's currently working with now, I think it's awesome. He's working with all five, as your article illustrated. Specifically, Tyler Guyton, I think that's a question all of us have right now going into year two. What were you able to gain about that? Because it sounded like prior to the draft, I know at least the Twitter world thought maybe there was some beef between Duke and Guyton and they had stopped working together.
Yeah, that I brought that up with Duke, and he thought that was really funny because Duke himself, he did tweet, you know, it's all up to Tyler Guyton to see how he's going to be. And so a lot of people took that as, you know, Duke saying Tyler doesn't have what it takes. But Duke was kind of saying that is kind of meaning Guyton is approaching it with the kind of mindset and aggressive determination that he needs to kind of take the next step up. Because Duke kind of described to me, there's a few levels of guys and their development that he's worked with. There's the obsessives who eat, sleep, breathe about it. They're texting him, hey, give me a film clip. Let's work on this, that, the other. There's the people who just do what you tell them to do, and then there's the bare minimum guys. So he kind of challenged Tyler Guyton to say, which one of those are you going to be? And, you know, Zach, I know you were out at Cowboys minicamp OTAs, and when we spoke to Tyler about his diet and kind of cleaning up some of the things he's working on, that Guyton, at least for now, it seems like he's trending toward being on the obsessive side with it. And when I spoke one-on-one with Guyton at his locker at the end of mandatory minicamp, I said, so what are you doing with Duke? And he said, really, it's my posture, the stance, start and finish, kind of bowing his back and make sure he has more balance. Because a lot of the issues, he had 14 penalties last year, which is tied for the second most in the NFL. A lot of that he kind of attributed to not being comfortable and feeling like he just wasn't balanced and out of position. But he feels like the work he's doing now with Duke in the summer is really helping him improve that. And Duke himself reiterated that to me, saying he's being able to maintain his posture underneath kind of the load that he carries at 6'7", 322 on that side. That's really kind of what they've been focusing on.
So is Manny Weather sort of on the same page with the Cowboys coaches and how they want things to be done? They're sort of in lockstep with that, so they're not learning or teaching two different styles?
That's what it is now. Now, I can tell you, like, example of yesteryear versus this year. This year, yes, Duke met with Connor Riley, the new offensive line coach who came over from Kansas State, and his offensive line assistants in the middle of June, and they spoke for about an hour and walked through stuff. And Duke told me, now we're on the same page. They see stuff through the same kind of set of eyes. So they went over, here's the techniques, here's what we want to have certain guys work on. So they're in line with that. Now, when Mike Solari, who was the last offensive line coach under Mike McCarthy, I asked Duke if he would call this a philosophical agreement. He called it simply kind of a cookie cutter technique teaching. But basically, he said Mike Solari would coach Terrence Steele to just use your length and body and size to kind of win against other defensive linemen. And he didn't really put a whole lot of stock into being detailed with the handwork. At least that was what he was coaching Terrence. Versus Duke was telling Terrence, if you have a plan with your hands, here's where you put them when they're rushing you inside, outside. That can really give you a step up. And that's something Duke and Connor Riley spoke about. And they're on the same page, just really kind of getting that handwork being a major focus for Terrence Steele going forward. And Duke thinks that's going to be to Steele's and the Cowboys' benefit going forward.
So when it comes to the rest of the offensive line, what stood out about Cooper Beebe, year two at center, and now he's reunited with Coach Riley, who came from K-State?
Right. And that, Duke said to me, is going to be so massive because he said, you know, a lot of people, when they think about the offensive line position, right, they're like, oh, that's just a bunch.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Bunch of big dudes. You just got to tell coaching to push. But no, Duke's big thing that he impressed upon me is just how individual working with each offensive lineman is and how different that can be and how beneficial it is to really treat each guy kind of as their own unique entity, even though when you think of an offensive line, you think of it as just a cohesive mass of humanity, right? So with Cooper, it's making sure that his offhand, so the one that's not snapping the ball to Dak Prescott, kind of being able to use that more to his advantage, and it not being a neutral asset, but being he can be an aggressor with that offhand the second he snaps the ball and gets into doing that, and then just filling out kind of the major details. But he really impressed upon me with Cooper Beebe. It's that offhand and really that becoming a weapon.
Hey, Garrett, you know, as you look at this offensive line and with the new coaches, you know, really on, you know, on that side, how much do you think there will actually be a competition, say, at the left tackle spot? Is this one of those things that where Awesome Richards is, if he's not better, well, okay, then he won't be starting. But does he have a legitimate chance, you feel, if he outplays Tyler Guyton?
That's an interesting question, Brian. I feel like, right, in theory, you'd think the answer is yes, given what Brian Schottenheimer's told us about everyone's got to compete and things like that. But then we've also heard Schottenheimer say, after drafting Tyler Booker is a day one starter. So Schottenheimer also clearly has guys in his mind that are penciled in as a starter. Now, I know Guyton did have the 14 penalties and was certainly uneven last year, but kind of based on the work Guyton's put in this offseason and has continued to show, I would be surprised if there was any real competition at that left tackle spot. I feel like it's certainly Guyton's to lose. And also over the course of minicamp and OTAs, when we would ask about Tyler Booker, how's he coming along as a rookie, Schottenheimer would go out of his way to say, hey guys, I just want you to know TG's working really hard and he's doing everything we're asking him to. Yeah. So Schottenheimer brought up Tyler Guyton unprompted a few times in his press conferences this spring, which that also kind of indicated to me he's been impressed about what Guyton's been doing this offseason.
Garrett Podell, CBS Sports, with us here in the G-Bag Nation. One other thing that stood out to me was the referencing of PFF from Duke. He doesn't like the way they do some of these grading, the grading stuff. What can you share with us about that?
Yeah, that was the topic that when I spoke with Duke, that he got the most fired up about, the most kind of emotion I was able to get out of him. I was simply reading to him kind of the data about Terrence Steele since he's come back from the ACL MCL tear since 2023, because I was using True Media, which has PFF data plugged into it. So I was looking at quarterback pressures allowed. And so they have that Terrence Steele's 94 quarterback pressures allowed since 2023 are the most in the NFL. Now, they do grade him well as a run blocker. They have Terrence Steele 78.9 run blocking grade for 2024, was 12th in the NFL. So he's been solid against the run, but that kind of mobility maybe still working his way back from the knee. Duke told me that Steele's looked great on the knee this summer, but he said about PFF, he feels like they don't factor in quarterback movement. So he thinks PFF is just charting if the quarterback is like near, let's say Terrence Steele, for example, near Terrence Steele and the guy he's blocking starts to slowly come around the edge, that maybe they're charting that as a pressure. And so basically he said to me, it may appear that Terrence Steele's charted for 94 pressures. And then he said, or whatever the F it is, but it ain't that. He said, because if that was really true, then he would be gone. He would not be on the team. So he said himself, Lane Johnson, Teron Armstead are trying to get a meeting on the books with PFF to kind of recalibrate how they chart what offensive linemen, what that means when they give up a quarterback pressure.
I love it, Garrett. What else can you tell us? Is he so good that like NFL teams are going to start hiring? Should the Cowboys want to hire him?
Well, he told me in the past, kind of before he got to this current like trainer of all, and specifically with the Cowboys offensive line, that he had done some consulting with Dallas in a particular role. And when he started out, yeah, he wasn't kind of sure what his vision was going to be. But now the facility he uses in Frisco, he used to rent it. Now he has a partnership stake in it. So he's very much got equity in the facility he uses in Frisco to train. And I think he's really happy doing what he's doing, training these guys. I mean, he lit up when he was talking to me about two non-Cowboys that he trains right now are Pro Bowler Rashawn Slater from the Los Angeles Chargers, their left tackle, and Trey Smith, another Pro Bowler from the Kansas City Chiefs, both dudes who are entering their last years of their contracts. Trey Smith just got the franchise tag from Kansas City this offseason, and he was just lit up about how he was able to have Trey Smith and Rashawn Slater working out at his spot in Frisco all the way up until mandatory minicamp, and both those guys had to report to their teams for mandatory minicamp. But I think he enjoys being kind of a refuge for guys who really want that individual training and technique work when they're able to get it. So I think he's kind of relishing in that role and likes kind of operating as his own entity, I would say.
Garrett Podell, CBS Sports. Great read here on Duke Manyweather, offensive line coach to the stars here in the NFL. Thanks for the read and for your insights here on the show, and enjoy the rest of your offseason, sir.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for having me on. Would love to talk soon.
There he goes, Garrett Podell, CBS Sports, here in the G-Bag Nation, 105.3 The Fan. Yeah, that's big time to have him right here. You know, the amount of detail those guys can get. I do think it's probably pretty important that you be on the same page with the coaching staff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, you know, so I think that's great that he got the endorsement there from the new line coach.
And that's a difficult group to have to work with because, and I'm talking about not the players, but the coaches. You know, these line coaches kind of see themselves as on their own island. Hmm. You know, they're a, hey, you know, we're supposed to be the engine. If everything's going bad, it's probably because of us. So they kind of take that role on of like being very much, you know, me and my guys.
Yeah.
And to be able, but to be a good coach nowadays, you got to be able to share your guys. You got to be able to. These players have their own doctors. They have their own dietitians. They have their own trainers. There used to be a time you would get all mad about that.
Mm-hmm.
Can't get mad anymore. If they're going to guys like Duke and you can see that they're getting better working with him, you got to embrace that and try and kind of build on the stuff that he's able to do.
It's a shame that they can't train more in the offseason with the teams, you know. And I think all players have to be very diligent about finding the right position coach that they can continue to work with in the offseason that's going to add skills that your team's coaches – you know, also value. So it's tricky, but it's great to have Duke here in town. A nice job by Garrett, giving more details on a guy you hear a lot about, actually, throughout the season. You'll get a lot of Duke Manyweather references and stories.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.